SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Northern Territory has a new government. Two U.S. astronauts stranded in space to remain there until February. And in cycling, Australian Ben O'Connor holds on to his position as race leader at the Vuelta a España. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. The Northern Territory has a new government, with the country Liberal Party defeating Labor and its bid at a third consecutive term in government. Labor suffered a devastating defeat with a swing of 12.3% to the CLP on a two-party preferred basis, with the ALP gaining just 25.9% of the primary vote. Chief Minister Eva Lawler was ousted in her seat of Drysdale. Incoming Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro says it is the start of a new day and a new chapter.
As a born and bred second generation territory kid, the granddaughter of Italian migrants, I grew up living an iconic territory childhood, hunting, camping, fishing, and playing outside. I always knew the territory was a special place, and I was lucky to be a territorian. This result represents a turning point in the Territory's future, and it's a moment of forward momentum for all of us.
A leading advocacy group has called for a national strategy to combat drugs in Australia on the back of new figures that show the number of overdose deaths has doubled in the last decade. The Pennington Institute's annual overdose report says more than 42,000 Australians have died from overdoses since the turn of the century, which is almost enough people to fill the Sydney cricket ground. The Institute says that if governments do not take action, the number of deaths will continue to increase. He says Australia must stop trying to arrest its way out of drug problems. Two U.S. astronauts stuck on the International Space Station will need to return to Earth on a SpaceX vehicle early next year. U.S. space agency NASA made the decision, determining it is too risky to have the glitchy Boeing Starliner spacecraft make the return trip. NASA chief Bill Nelson says the issues are with the propulsion system.
Space flight is risky, even at its safest, and even at its most routine. And a test flight, by nature, is neither safe nor routine. And so the decision to keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety. Our core value is safety, and it is our North Star.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged 115 prisoners of war, with the United Arab Emirates acting as an intermediary. It marks the first exchange since Ukraine's surprise attack on Russia's Kursk region on the 6th of August, the largest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. The Russian Defense Ministry says the captured Russian servicemen were from the Kursk region and are now in Belarus for medical treatment and rehabilitation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shared a photo of the Ukrainian prisoners of war wrapped in Ukrainian flags. Ukraine's Human Rights Commissioner Dmytro Lubinets says 82 of the returned Ukrainians defended Mariupol in 2022. Members of the Ukrainian community in Australia have marked Ukraine's Independence Day. The Ukrainian Council of New South Wales held a flag-raising event at Sydney's Town Hall, which was followed by a speech from 21-year-old Ruslana Danikina, who fought in the war. In Melbourne, a church service was held, followed by a rally in Federation Square. These attendees say it has been important to them to mark the occasion.
There's air raid sirens every day. The electricity has been shut off. And I don't know, it's just had a big psychological impact on the whole country.
Having Independence Day is making sure that we are still there, Ukraine is still there, and that is part of a hope that we'll be able to come and celebrate it next year.
In cycling, three-time former champion Primoz Roglic has won the Stage 8 of the Vuelta a España, attacking on the final climb to gain time on overall leader Ben O'Connor. Roglic managed to break away from the Australian in the red jersey, securing his second stage win. Spain's Enric Mas finished second, with compatriot Mikel Landa in third. O'Connor finished 17th, 46 seconds behind Roglic, who also earned a 10-second bonus, reducing the gap to the leader to 3 minutes and 49 seconds. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.